Well, good morning. Brother Marlon again here, sharing on a series of what God has been putting me through the last year, maybe a year and a half, going back maybe a little farther. Today I want to get into a little bit of a different angle. We talked about faith, we talked about grace, we talked about mercy. It's by our faith that God can give us grace and mercy. Today I would like to share a little bit on surrendering all to God. A very important aspect of the Christian life is something that you cannot become a Christian without surrendering your own will. It is an act of surrendering your will to become a Christian. I guess you're saying, not my way, but your way, oh God. The Lord has had me in this place of surrender, in the school of surrender would be a better term, for quite some time. He has given me many different tests, and I have failed miserably in some of them, in most of them. It's very hard to give up your will, especially when it's not what you want, not what you desire. A little bit over a year ago, in June of 2010, that my wife had open heart surgery, emergency open heart surgery, to have a tumor removed from her heart. The evening before she had the surgery, I was at home with the children. She was in the hospital. And I came to a place of just realizing this is in God's hands. And I had to surrender these things. And I should maybe go back just a little bit farther. In the beginning of that year, I was at the leadership seminar. And during one of our prayer and sharing times, God just overwhelmed me with his presence, asking me to surrender everything I have. And the burden didn't leave my heart until I had surrendered my property, my business, each one of my family members. I had to name each one. I couldn't just say, Lord, I surrender my family. I had to surrender each one. My bank account, everything I had, God brought to my mind, and I said, yes, Lord, it's yours. It's not mine, it's yours. The rest of the prayer sharing group looked at me afterwards and said, you know, God bless you. It's a good thing to be surrendered to God. But at that time I sensed there's a deeper thing going to happen. I sensed that this wasn't just, I give up, God. It was, I felt like God was getting me ready. And I came home and shared it with Sadie Anna. And it was hard. It was hard to surrender my wife. I loved her dearly. It was hard to give that up. But I would rather give her up and be in the will of God than not be, and to just cling to her. But we really felt like God was going to use our family in a great way to the salvation of souls. To the point where me and Sian talked about that we actually believe there's going to be a death in our family. And mostly it was for the salvation of souls, of her family. Her family had rejected us up to that point, that they didn't want nothing to do with us. And we really felt like God was going to take I anticipated one of our children. So when my wife ended up having to have emergency open heart surgery, 2 months later, in August of last year, we found out it was cancerous. And not only was it cancerous, they had removed the head, they had removed all the cancer, and they had damaged the heart. And we began to realize, you know, I believe this is what God is wanting to do. And we knew it was going to take a complete miracle because it was something very different. There's only 23 cases like this documented that my wife had to, and none of them survived very long. So this verse came to us at that time, said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." My wife loved that, "as though some strange thing has happened unto you." It's not strange, because God, from the foundation of the world, knew this was going to happen to her. And from the foundation of the world, God knew the trial you were going to go through. From the foundation of the world, God knew you and knew what you were going to go through. You have a choice to make. You can surrender to God and say, "It's not my will," or you can say, "Lord, I'm going to keep my will." God will take you at your word. "But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And it's found in 1 Peter 4:12-13. It was one of our theme verses during the sickness, of the realizing that my wife is in a partaker of Christ's suffering. I said that God would take you at your word if you don't surrender your will. On judgment day, he would tell you you're not surrendered and you will not have your place in heaven. And my wife surrendered her will and said, "Lord, let it be thine own way, not my way." We also knew that St. Anne, when she got sick, it was simply for the glory of God and nothing else. It wasn't for my own needs, although God has used it for that. As far as my weaknesses, God has made strong some of the areas I was weak in. It wasn't to bring honor to our family. It was simply for the glory of God. And I believe with all my heart, because we surrendered completely and wholly to God. Yes, there was battles, yes, there was fights, and yes, there was times when I really complained to God and saying, "Is this really what we need to do?" But each time I would come back and say, "You know, Lord, you know best. Do whatever you need to do." I believe it's because we surrendered to God, that he has given grace without measure. It's not easy. But I'm finding that being in tremendous hardship and heartaches, great agonizing, excruciating pain in my heart, and being in the will of God, because I know I'm in the will of God, is better than living an easy life outside of the will of God. I'll repeat that. I'm finding that being in hardship and deep, agonizing heartache in the will of God is better than living an easy life outside of the will of God. I know. I became a Christian at 19. By the time I was 21, I had backslidden. I was back in the bars, I was back in the drinking, I was back in the old life. It was lack of discipleship and dedication on my own part. I was living an easy life from 21 to, I got married at 23. It was an easy life. I had my own business, I had lots of money. I could do just about whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted, however I wanted. I was my own boss. It was an easy life. But I was outside of the will of God. It was easy as far as the pain and things I was going through, but it was not, there was no peace, there was no fulfillment there, there was no joy in my life. Now, 5-6 years later, I've lost my wife, I have 3 precious, beautiful children. But I'm in the will of God. I have deep heartaches. I have deep longings. I miss my wife dearly. But I know I'm in the will of God. And because I know I'm in the will of God, I know I'm in the will of God because of the joy that I have in my heart. One other thing I do want to share. God is not a demanding God. He didn't demand that I surrender these things I surrendered. He did not even demand that I give up everything I give up. But it was the only way I found joy. And being in that place of perfect joy with God is worth more than being in a place of great riches. I would rather be surrendered than have an easy life. God is not a demanding God. He is a loving God. Our theme song was I Surrender All. And that was one that Sam had picked out. Our favorite verse, the chorus goes, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. My favorite verse out of it all is, and it was also seeing ends, all to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me Jesus, take me now. As we got closer to when the time when Sing Ann passed away, the closer she got, the more surrendered she became, and the more like Christ she became. And the more like Christ she became, the more beautiful she became. So, I just encourage each one of you, if you feel like God is asking you to surrender anything in your life, and you're having a hard time giving it up, surrender. Give it to God and let Him have it. It's much better to be in the will of God and have joy than to be outside the will of God and to have turmoil in your heart. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a great day. And may the Lord be with you.